Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. What does love mean? What is the meaning of love? We know the scripture tells us that God is love. And perhaps this is a difficult definition for us to describe, but in the words of children, I'm going to read a few of the answers to a question that was put forth to little children. And it is, what does love mean? That was the question. What does love mean? Let's slow down for just a minute, friends. I just received this from a dear friend and sister in Christ, Maureen, in South Africa. And I wanted us just to take in what these children, you know, the Bible speaks of out of the mouth of babes, both in Psalms chapter 8, verse 2, and then also Matthew 21:16 speaks of out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. You know, God uses the weak things of this world to confound the wise. And I think this is perhaps principally a good application. Notice that the question is, what does love mean? And the answers that we are going to read are perhaps broader and deeper and more profound than any of us adults could articulate. Notice, to the question, what does love mean? A little girl, 8 years old, named Rebecca, said this. She said, when my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over to paint her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love, unquote, Rebecca. A little boy, 4 years old, named Billy. This was his answer to the question, what does love mean? Billy said this. He says, when someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You just know that your name is safe in their mouth. Wow. It's absolutely profound. I'm going to put these under the post here, in the post, for this podcast. I hope this touches our hearts. I find these things to be stuff like this. When I slow down to read something like this, it's almost like a touch from God that tenderizes our hearts. And it doesn't seem like anything tenderizes our hearts than the precious new life of children in the world. What a blessing. Children are a blessing from the Lord. They are the heritage of the Lord. Psalm chapter 127. Notice little Carl. He's 5 years old. To the question, what does love mean? Carl wrote this. He said, love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne and they go out and smell each other. That's a good one. Okay, let me read it again. Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne and they go out and smell each other. All right, the next one, to the question, what does love mean? Little Chrissy, she's 6 years old at the time. She says this, love is when you go out to eat and give everybody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs. All right, number four, what is love? Terry writes this, love, four-year-old Terry. So little four-year-old Terry says, love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Danny, 8-year-old Danny, says, love is when my mommy makes coffee for my daddy and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure it tastes okay. Oh, what love. What a blessing. God is love and every good thing comes from Him. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift comes from our Maker, who is love. 1 John 4, 8 and 16. Notice Bobby, 7-year-old Bobby, to the question, what is love? Bobby says, love is what's in the room with you at Christmas if you stop opening presents and just listen. Amazing. How about little Nika, 6-year-old Nika, says this, if you want to learn to love better, you should start with a friend who you hate. Wow. Amazing. And somebody commented, we need a few million more Nikas on this planet. Amen. Jesus said, love your enemies, bless those that curse you,
pray for them,
do good to them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5:44. That is an important verse to memorize, saints. Okay, the next one is Noel, a little girl named Noel, 7 years old. When asked, what is love? She said, love is when you tell a guy you like his shirt, then he wears it every day. That's a good one. Okay, here's little Tommy, age 6. What is love? Tommy says, love is like a little old woman and a little old man who are still friends, even after they know each other so well. Cindy, age 8, she says this, during my piano recital, now this is little children in their perception and youngness are defining how love manifests, how they define it so far in their life. And I think we can learn from all of these. Notice Cindy said this, she's 8 years old. During my piano recital, I was on a stage and I was scared. I looked at all the people watching me and saw my daddy waving and smiling. He was the only one doing that. I wasn't scared anymore. Whew, wow. Little Claire, age 6, says, my mommy loves me more than anybody. You don't see anyone else kissing me to sleep at night. Wow. Some of these, I mean, I don't know my emotions that manifest. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I wonder if anybody else feels the same way out there. Little Elaine, 5 years old, said, love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. All the men say amen. No. Anyway, Chris, age 7, says, love is when mommy sees daddy smelly and sweaty and still says he is handsomer than Robert Redford. Age 4, little Marianne, love is when you're puppy licks your face and then after you left him alone all day. Okay, so your puppy licks your face after you left him alone all day. Okay, Lauren, age 4, says, I know my older sister loves me because she gives me all her old clothes and has to go out and buy new ones. Karen says, when you love somebody, your eyelashes go up and down and little stars come out of you. All right, Mark, 6-year-old Mark, says, love is when mommy sees daddy on the toilet and she doesn't think it's gross. Oh, boy. Okay, Jessica, you really shouldn't say, I love you, Jessica says. She's 8 years old. You really shouldn't say, I love you, unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot. People forget, unquote. And the final one, here it is. The winner was a 4-year-old. On this final answer to what is love, the winner was a 4-year-old child whose next door neighbor was an elderly gentleman who had recently lost his wife. Upon seeing the man, the little boy went into the old gentleman's yard, climbed onto his lap, and just sat there. When his mother asked what he had said to the neighbor, the old man, the little boy said, nothing, I just helped him cry. Wow. And then whoever wrote this email says, now take a few seconds, post this for others to see and inspire them to love. And then go be a child again today. Amen. Saints, Jesus spoke of little children many times in Matthew 18. His disciples came to him and said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Amen. Little children are humble, they're dependent, they're pliable in heart, they're innocent. And Jesus says, as we close, friends, except you be converted and become as little children. See, there's your initial and final salvation right there. And there's a condition here. God wants us to be like little children, dependent upon him. Dependent upon him. So many people get saved and then they wind up getting prideful. You know, we should get, as Christians especially, we should get better, not bitter, as we age, as we grow, as our hearts are seasoned by the love and grace of God. And I'm also going to stick the link to Better Not Bitter, an audio podcast we did not long ago, very encouraging, out of Ecclesiastes. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would use these beautiful words from children, Lord, little babes, and tenderize our hearts, Lord. Take away the stony places and give us hearts of flesh. In Jesus' name we ask you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.